back from recess. And we have our county budget officer and county auditor, Rick Finley, with us with 2015 budget recommendations. I would like to veer from opening remarks, et cetera, because we have Tammy Hagler with us. Tammy, could you join us for just a minute? She and I talked during recess, and we talked about the fact that today the county commission transferred $60,000 from general county revenue to 911 fund because we're going to be short on funds to make payments that the county owes out of the 2014 budget. Well, much to my dismay, what I've discovered during the recess is that's not going to be enough money in order for us to make all of our commitments by year's end. So the revenues from the 911 surcharge are decreasing at a more rapid rate than we thought that they would. As we all know, we have two agreements with two agencies for the provision of dispatch services within the county. One is the Sheriff's Department, and the second is the City of Branson. We make those payments to the Sheriff's Department from 911 and to the City of Branson from 911 on a quarterly basis, and those are running $56,000 apiece in that neighborhood to each of those agencies. We have made three of the quarterly payments to the City of Branson. We've only made two of the quarterly payments to the Sheriff's Department. Really, it's general county revenue, or it's 911 funding, general county revenue is how that's working. But regardless, those are transfers that we contractually have committed to make via an agreement. Our problem is, if we continue and we make the remainder of those quarterly payments and pay the ongoing expense of 911, we will not be able to cover all of our expenses prior to year's end. Best guess that we worked out here a minute ago was $49,000-$50,000 that we would be in the red, which would mean if we're going to make all contractual obligations from 911 fund, that we're going to have to supplement more money, or we're going to have to look at doing something differently. Than what we had planned to do in the 2014 budget. And I bring this up at budget time because it's going to directly impact the 2015 budget, which is a discussion that we're going to be having. We have a couple of options. The tax that's currently being paid is really a surcharge, and it's a surcharge on landlines that people still have. I still have a landline, so I pay a surcharge on that landline for 911 services. Missouri law will not allow us to collect anything from cell phones, which is obviously what people are trending towards. They're not trending towards old-fashioned landlines. So our revenues are greatly diminishing. We are currently sitting at 10%. Is that the surcharge?
Correct.
We could set at 15%. Correct. This county commission has the authority to increase that rate. Of course, we'd have to schedule it for a vote in order to do that. And we can increase that surcharge on the existing landlines from 10% to 15%, which will cover expenses.
Correct.
Potentially for the balance of the year, not most definitely for 2015. My guess is, however, that with these revenues declining so rapidly from landlines, that's just a very temporary fix. And the county commission, the new county commission, is going to be back immediately looking for some way to stem the loss of revenues, the loss of blood, if you will, in this particular budget. We have to do something. We can sit down and talk with the City of Branson. We can talk with the Sheriff's Department. We can chat about whether or not we're going to send funds to either one. If you do that, then there's loss of employees and there's loss of services. So obviously it's a big discussion that we're going to have. The number one question we have right now is how do we, in fact, move forward with 2014?
In 2014, we have a contractual agreement with both those. So I'm not again taking those monies out of contingency to cover that. Previous commissions, and it's been several years, lowered the 911 percentage from 15 to 10.
In 1999, it went down to 12%, and then in 2000, it went down to 10%.
Right. So it is something that we've seen as a revenue stream that we never anticipated ever reaching this level, even though cell phones took away from it constantly. Now, when we raise it, I see a possibility of revenues decreasing from people going ahead and getting their cell phones and not even having the service charge on the 15%. But as for this year, the continuing part of this year, I think it is our obligation to honor those contractual agreements that were made.
How much did we have? Didn't we have some in the budget to keep it from going over? Did we have some contingency or anything specifically?
We actually budgeted, I think, 60, 65. What have you guys transferred this morning? I can't remember.
The without the 60,000, it would have been 109 plus over.
The dilemma with this is that this contract is with General County Revenue, and it was the city of Branson. And in fairness to both of those, I'm not sure that it's fair to actually charge all of that or take all of those expenses out of GCR and not withhold any of those expenses from Branson. I don't know how Branson would feel about that or anything like that, but when you actually right now, we've paid three payments to Branson, so they've $160,000, $170,000. They've paid two payments to the Sheriff's Department GCR, which is over $100,000. And this $60,000 would cover the rest of Branson contract, and you wouldn't have to worry about that. But I feel like you should at least visit with them about that and talk to them. And the fairness of this is should the county, General County Revenue, absorb all that cost, or should, since they have a 911 dispatch over there, should they absorb part of that cost?
Tammy, currently in the disbursement of the funds between the two entities that are providing dispatch services, between the sheriff and between the city of Branson, is that an even distribution of calls that are being taken, or are more calls being taken from one area to the other?
More calls are taken by the Sheriff's Department. Now, they may have to transfer some of those if they're cell calls that are actually covered and handled by the city of Branson, but it's approximately 75% Sheriff's Department and 25% Branson. It may go a little higher, a little lower different times. During July, it's higher in Branson, but generally speaking, it's 75%, 25%.
Rick, I tend to agree with the comments that you made. My issue that I have, at least with myself, is we entered into an agreement with the city to pass those dollars through. We entered into an agreement with the Sheriff's Department to pass those dollars through to GCR to fund the individuals that are within that department.
Well, let me understand what you're saying here. I'm just a little bit lost on what Rick said, because he's saying go ahead and visit with Branson, which I don't, I feel like we owe that to them, that the $60,000 that we transferred this morning will take care of the city of Branson.
Correct.
It would take care of that contract.
Yeah. That would take care of that contract. The other is GCR money, and that's where I thought would come out of whatever needs to be at that point come out of contingency. This is something that's unforeseen by us for the future, plus it was unforeseen by us this year in the budget, the amount of cell phones versus landlines. And it's just going to increase and increase and increase. So I feel like in the future, for the city of Branson, there's negotiating to take place. But in for right now, for what we've already obligated ourselves to, then I feel like that we should live up to the obligations. And
for the year 2014.
For the year 2014. You say we like one payment?
One payment to Branson of $56,691.75. We owe GCR / Sheriff $116,066.16.
Are we not getting the revenues that we said we were going to get?
No, we are not.
So, because I'm showing a July 31st, we have $209,000. When do we get checks from the 911, from the telephone fees?
We get checks from...
Every month or quarterly?
Yes, every month. We get a couple companies that send us quarterly only because their checks are maybe $2, $3 even for the quarter. So we recommend it to them not to send it more than quarterly. But everybody else we get per month on a 30-day delay basis. So this month we'll get September...
Do you have that more accurate information, or more recent, more current information?
What did you want to know?
Well, I'm just looking at revenues. I just didn't know what our actual revenues were.
Back to the discussion on solution for the 2015. The voters turned down the 911 tax on cell phones, right?
Sales tax.
And they did so with a, part of their argument was to raise the other tax back to the 15%. I mean, they even had that wrote on some of their signs that was in opposition, the opposition group.
Mostly what I heard was, I thought that was how it was handled in the amount. Not necessarily the, well, I don't know.
You know, for the record, when you're talking from a 10% to a 15%, that's on the base rate of your phone. So we might be a buck and a half a month or something.
Mm-hmm. It's approximately going to go from to about $2.85 for each person.
$2.85.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's $1.59 right now.
$1.89 for some people.
Depending on what the base rate is.
Yeah, depending on your base rate.
So we're not talking
large amounts, but what I'm getting to, Ron, I want to make it clear that when we have discussion about this, that one of the opposing factors in the tax was the fact that they wanted us to raise that and not have a sales tax on the 911.
That, and they didn't want the building. Their biggest argument was...
Right, I'm just using one of the examples that they posted and had on their signs and was even in the ads, I think, maybe in the newspaper. So we can discuss that at a later date, I want to get this other problem solved with the 2014 issue now. But
so your recommendation, if I'm not misunderstanding, is that we can utilize the funds that we've transferred in to pay for the ongoing operation expenses of 911 and the final quarter of 2014's commitment to the city of Branson that we have by agreement.
Correct.
And for the additional monies that are going to be needed, we can take from contingency fund to cover for the year 2014.
That's what I'm...
Which is going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of around $49,000 to make budget. Additional 49 on top of the 60 that we put in today. I have a couple of recommendations, Tammy, that I would make. And I agree with you, Danny. I'm all right with that. Brandon, if you're all right with that.
Well, I still have a couple of questions.
Well, we'll ask them. But I feel that we need to look at the agreement. If I'm not mistaken, there is a clause that they need notification if we're going to change an agreement.
6 months.
We need to meet with the city of Branson ASAP because there's going to be some changes that are going to be made. We're either not going to pass any dollars through, potentially, or we're going to find some type of middle ground. The county's going to have to do something with this declining revenue base. Because when I look at also at the budget that we have, we're going to put that in the context of what monies that the county's going to have available. And should we be bearing the brunt based upon what Dan said, or should the city of Branson also be looking at that? So that's a discussion that has to be had. Your other questions, Brandon?
So in the revenue line, we've got emergency funds from GCR.
Their transfer. It's on a transfer
right.
line.
Right, it's on a transfer line. And then we also have a fund balance. Have we used any of the fund balance yet?
Fund balance, I'm sorry.
So we've already used up the fund balance?
Basically, we have...
Rick, can you explain that real quick?
The balance that they have right now is somewhere in the neighborhood of $40,000.
Yes.
And so that's including fund balance, revenue, all expenses, everything. That is what they have at this point, is around $40,000.
We took their existing fund balance at the beginning of 2014 and added it in, folded it in to the 2014 budget.
Right, which was $154,400.
Right. We coupled that with new revenues.
Right, and added $60,000 from GCR.
And
well, that hasn't been added.
Just now.
So, but one of the other issues looks like is you're projected to go over budget by $34,000. Because the budget. Total expenditures for this year was approved at $650,000. And your estimated ending budget is $684,000. So that's an overage of $34,000. Is that wrong?
Our estimate was originally going to be over by
$54,000. I'm not worried about the overage as much as total expenditures for approved 2014 budget was $650,020.70.
Correct.
Leaving a fund balance of not overage, according to this document, I'm showing we have a balance left of $54,667.
That's what the estimates were going to be. At the approved budget at the beginning of the year.
Right. So even if we don't get all the revenues in, we're still estimated to go over that budget by $684,000, by $34,000 with this paper you just gave me. So how are we going over the budget?
We're going over the budget because the expenses are there, but the revenues are not.
I guess my point is the expenses shouldn't be there by $34,000.
That is a chart that I just made with the actuals through the end of October and then the estimated for November and December.
And those expenses then, did you include the payments to Branson before Cyber?
Yes.
So Brandon, those estimates include the payments to Branson before Cyber?
Which was in our budget.
Yeah.
So I guess my question is why are we going over our budget?
$684,000.
But what you're saying is, it's why wasn't this addressed earlier? When the fact that we were going to see that we were going to go over.
No, Brandon doesn't think that we're actually over, right?
No,
if she's estimating $684,000.
We're going to be over budget by $34,000. So then the question is why? And I'm not expecting an answer right now. Just,
okay.
I mean, I'm not trying to put you on the spot. I'm just
asking.
No, it's
fine.
Your question.
Brandon, you have a monthly, if you got in there, you can find it. What I sent you first of the month would have 911 expenses totaled in there. If you want to look at that, I don't have it.
One of the main expenses that we had that we didn't plan for is roughly 30 plus thousand was two 911 recorders, voice recorders, one at the City of Branson and one at the Sheriff's Department.
Is that equipment?
Yes. And that would have been our, probably what we're talking about, the overage, because that was not, what it was it was Windows XP, and they stopped maintaining and taking care of Windows XP, so we had to buy new machines. So
that was a $34,000 expense?
30 plus. It was.
Is this this contingency fund of $35,763.49?
Yes.
But yet was budgeted at zero in the contingency fund?
Correct.
So how did we take the money out of a contingency fund that shows zero?
That has always been where I was told to take any expenses that were not planned. Usually what Rick does is zeroes our budget out at the end of the year and then shows that there, and that's where I've taken it from for each emergency purchase.
Ben, no.
I'd prefer to have been known about it was before.
Well, I suspect
11/17 or 14.
It was an it was a sole source emergency situation. And yeah,
sole source to buy new machines.
Well, it was this specific machine, yeah.
So that's why we're over budget by $34,000.
That's my only explanation for the added expenses, yes.
So let me get this. I'm listening to you. I understand what you're saying. So what I'm understanding now from the conversation from both parties is that if it hadn't been for the equipment purchased, then as of right now, we'd be okay.
Pretty close.
Pretty close. I mean, within.
Well, we still would be able to do contracts.
Well, I'm talking about
Branson's contract, but not both of them.
With the $60,000 transfer, we would, because that was budgeted in as part of revenues.
You're right there. If you include the transfer, then yes.
Yeah, well, we budgeted the transfer.
But it was told that you wouldn't transfer it over until we needed it. So now it's
needed. And now you need
it. So right. Now we need it. So that's if we would have added revenues and not needed it, we wouldn't have had it transferred over. That was my understanding during the budget process last year.
Right, which is exactly what we told the assessor. If those funds come in from the state, we won't be transferring.
Right. Right, exactly.
Did we start out the year with a $154,000 fund balance? And we have revenues at $550,000. That was what we thought we were going to get. And we haven't gotten, we don't know what our revenues are to date.
I don't have them
today. Well, let's see.
And on that sheet you had, Tammy?
Yes.
Do people drop off their landlines in November, December? Because I noticed that you dropped the...
Yes. Yeah, they do. And a lot of them do when they leave the area for wintering, and then they come back. And as you notice, you can see where the fund balance goes down and up, and people come back for the summer. So, yeah, we do have a big...
Because you went from...
Big drop there.
80,000 one month down to 18,000 one month.
And part of that is because one month, because of the days of the month, say February, we don't get a check from CenturyLink just because of the date amounts. They pay every like 30 or 31 days.
Okay.
So maybe we'll get two checks one month and none one month. So that's
why.
It kind of messes with that a little bit there. But let's see, year to date revenues are approximately.
Where did you say? Is this where you got this number? Right here? You
said? No, go to 675.
Yeah, but.
It's approximately 350,000 revenues right now.
Total?
Yeah. And that's an approximation. I'm just kind of scribbling here.
And that's just off 911. That's not off of the miscellaneous telephone fees?
That's including that.
It is including that.
Yes. The miscellaneous is like Suddenlink and Vonage and smaller companies that have voice over IP because we do get money from them. So sometimes the CenturyLink customers have disconnected from CenturyLink but then added back on to one of these other companies where we actually do get money. So some of that is a wash. But then if they drop it completely, then we don't get it.
What number? I don't see it.
Which number?
You said 514 projected.
There's 550,000 for revenues.
Right.
There's 154 fund balance.
Oh. So that's where you were getting that.
Right. So that plus that gives us 700 and change.
Yeah. Okay.
Here's the, there's a contingency fund of zero. This is what we actually spent. 35.7.
Yeah. I didn't see the top number.
There's our total. That's the budgeted expenses for this year.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
In reality, what will happen within the 2014 budget, if we agree that the fourth quarter should be paid to the city of Branson, we just won't see a transfer in. This could be one scenario. We won't see a transfer in from 911 to general county revenue. Therefore,
we won't have the revenues in our general county revenue fund that we had anticipated from 911. We will still obviously pay for the employees that are currently serving that these funds are going to. That's within their budget, the sheriff's budget. So that will be business as usual. It's just will be that our revenue line will be less money. Correct, Rick? And I don't suggest that we transfer any more funds in. We just will not be receiving any funds from 911 for the last two quarters.
And just to make sure that we all understand, that means that we actually, GCR has lost the 116 plus the 60, it's 911 has actually been funded to that amount so that we understand that.
Well, if at the end of the year there are,
because of the $60,000 transfer we put in, if in fact there are monies that are available, those should be transferred into, as far as I'm concerned, GCR, so that will lessen somewhat. I don't know what that figure is.
In our budget request, that the board recommended that request started with a zero anyway. And that's how we did it, because we knew we would either be at zero or in the red.
Right. But so you can't be in the red, so.
I know. And that's why we zeroed it.
My suggestion is, obviously, that we bring this up during our budgetary discussions to talk about 2015, because we have to find a solution. And that you start conversations with the city of Branson ASAP to forewarn them that we need to be having meetings to talk about this and the sheriff as well, for 2015. Is that all right, gentlemen?
Those contracts are one-year agreements with a six-month notice if there's a change.
Yes. So,
is that within the year, or is that even prior to the next year?
They go year to year. They're annual.
We wouldn't have to give a six-month notice.
No,
but to change it for 2015.
We do need to notify them.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, for next year.
There have been an ongoing contract. It's not been re-signed every year, but it was written in that it was just dealt with if any changes need to be done. Otherwise, it would be brought forward.
I'll just need to look at it.
Bring it forward.
Okay.
We need to have the discussion.
Okay, so is it your recommendation that I go ahead and pay the city of Branson for their fourth quarter payment? And
I think that's
on the sheriff's department.
I think that's what this commission has agreed to.
Okay.
So it'll be general county revenue that
okay.
is hurt.
I'll contact the sheriff and the city of Branson that you or we or whoever wants to meet with them regarding 2015 and moving forward.
Sooner rather than later. They need to know as well.
Yes. Okay. Anything else?
Thank you, Tim.
I did send you an email, so if you last week, so if you need a copy or whatever.
I'll need a copy. All my contacts were gone. They're trying to recover them from Verizon now. Mike, did you find all that discussion on your budgetary figures?
No, I have not. What's line item is that?
675.
911.
You'll step up here and let Brandon look at those for you, or I will show you what he showed me there on. I was missing one of the figures at the top.
You can say it by me, Mike, if you want.
Year-to-date as of July 31st.
Okay.
And then keep on going, you got the expenses. Those are all the expenses.
I got
you. That total, that's what we approved as far as the expenses on that.
Okay.
Okay. So here's the contingency fund of zero. But they took out $35,000 for the equipment they needed.
Okay, Rick, thanks for taking up the 911 questions first.
I have, along with the commission, a number of questions, and then if it's all right, we'll delve into what you presented to us.
That's great.
First question, are all budgets contained within the budget documents that you sent us?
The only thing I don't have is I still do not have any law library information at all. Everything else is there.
Okay, have you prepared a budget for them?
I have not, Ron. I don't have any idea what their balance is or anything. It's a separate checkbook. I don't have any information about it. I asked Circuit Clerk. In the transition between judges, it's hard to get information about that. But she indicated to me that the new circuit judge did not want me to have any of that information.
They have a separate account for that?
Law Library Fund.
State auditor requires us to have a copy of that fund. They wouldn't give it to us last year. All of the funds are here?
Yes.
Okay. Looking at your appropriation order and the budgets that you have presented, I see a beginning balance, so that was the carryover from 13.
It's estimated, Ron, but yes.
No.
No. Okay. Beginning balance.
Was a carryover from 2013.
Mm-hmm.
Projected revenues, those are projected revenues for 2015, correct?
Mm-hmm.
I am assuming that the available funds is a combination of projected revenues and beginning.
It is.
Where it says requested funds, is this the amount that was requested from the office holder, or is this an adjusted amount?
It's an adjusted amount, and the adjustments have all been agreed to, except for there's a circuit clerk, commission, and sheriff's department, and I suspect the sheriff's department, just because of the things he's had going on, hasn't had time to get back with me. But
included here is your request on behalf of the sheriff's department.
My changes. He made requests, but I changed some of those requests.
Okay. Number one, and there will be several questions. You might need a note.
I've got some here.
In your paper. I would like to have this is just general county revenue. And it may be on their individual requests. I'll go through here and look, but I don't know. All right, let me follow that up. Here you have listed what adjustments you have made. Potentially.
It contains all those adjustments, yes.
And what I'm looking at on the individual sheets for those officers that fall within general county revenue, is that the same thing, or is this their request?
You will see one column which has their request in it. That will be, let's just look at the 101 to make it easy for you to follow. In 101, you'll see 2015 request. Column H. You don't have it in yours as H, but it's the next to last column.
Right.
That column will contain the requests that were made by the official in that column. The next column over is 2015 to be approved. That column will have any adjustments that I have made.
Okay. So the 2015 request is the request by the elected official or department head. The 2015 to be approved is with changes that you have made.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Again, just on general county revenue, I am looking at projected revenues, $11,698,242.84. requested funds, do we have a total that you can give us that was requested through all the departments and elected officials before they were adjusted?
I think I will have. I think it's going to be on the total page. Okay, let me see. There's a page that's GCR total, but you don't have it labeled at all. It will be just after the general county revenue. And on that page, it's a lot of totals. You know, you think you found it, and I'll guide you through that.
My question on before you get there, Ron, is that $11,698,242.84, is that with the 2% that we asked for?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe that it is. We'll you can ask that question here in a minute.
Rick, is it this $15,765,106?
Column G, yes.
Fifteen what did you say?
$15,765,106.21. It's just before we get to Reagan Bridge. This is go back. That's 140. Okay.
Mine shows a figure of $15,331,181.21. Is that what you have, Mike?
Is that what you have, too?
Yeah.
I have evidently made a change someplace in there, Mike or Ron, but I'd have to search to see what it is. I total all those pages, bring that back, have to figure out and see where that change was, whether I missed something, what. So, but
here's what I'd like to know. What's the total amount that was requested by each individual department, an elected official? Is it the figure that you've given me that I have in front of me to work from, or is it the figure that you have in the computer?
Well, what did you guys print off? Because I just pulled up the email that was sent.
This is what you furnished me last Friday.
As a hard copy?
I sent it to him. I don't know what I've done there.
And I've got the email that was sent out.
I have the email as well.
Okay. On your guys' page there, I have evidently ran something wrong from the wrong place. On 135... 135, the total budget on 135, and you can look in your back to page 135 total, it should be, they requested 473,825, their requests. And for some reason or other, I did not carry that total forward. So that should have been in there, and so the total that Brandon has is correct. I have no idea whether I...
473,825. Even?
Yes.
Which changes the total down here to 14, your expenses?
15,765,106.21.
Well,
Rick, I'm showing that...
That doesn't balance.
I'm showing that your formula on... If you look on that same page, sheet 37 on the computer, titled as GC Totals.
Okay.
I'm showing 473,825 on the line item 135, which is row 30. So it's already in there.
But it's not on their page, Brandon.
Why would these pages be different than what you have right there that you printed it from?
Yeah, I should have checked it. Apologize.
39.9. So you need to take out 39.9 from the 473,825, and you should get that.
Well, this is pretty easy. If you make the change there.
I can print it now.
You can print me a new page.
I can print
it. And Mike a page, and Danny a page, and we can stick it in here. Uh-huh. And that figure, at least, will be correct.
Right. Uh-huh.
Correct? So the figure you have, requested funds by elected officials and department heads, is, one more time, give that to me.
15,765,106.21.
Danny's question here a minute ago, and we didn't hear it, was the $11,698,242.84 contain the 2% recommended increase in sales tax?
It does. I'm sorry, you didn't hear that.
Okay.
The overage of the $2,464,520, is that funds that you don't think will spend? Contingency funds?
Most of those are funds we won't spend or capital improvements,
okay.
Brandon. It's hard to pin all those down without having a lot more knowledge than what I do, but I know the $735,000 emergency fund we don't expect to spend. I know that anything you budget in capital improvements is expected to be capital improvements. Contingency fund, if you take those out, you're less than $1 million. Airport had $10,000 in capital improvements. You can look through and find some professional services that we hope we don't have to spend. We may have to. It's going to be pretty close, and that needs to be something that you know. Even after we get finished, everybody needs to know that you know we need to see a couple of years where we have more revenue than we do
actual expenditures,
which are operating expenses, and we haven't seen that for 3 or 4 years.
We saw it last year, did we not?
At the end of the year, we did have a fund balance that was, yes. I don't think we'll see that this year.
4406. Okay, I have a question or two here real quick. If my calculations are right, based upon the figure you gave me of the 15,765,106.21 requested by elected officials and department heads, based upon the anticipated revenues of $11,698,242.84, there is a difference of $4,066,683.37, that there was more in request than anticipated new revenues. When I look at the figures, we haven't gone into the individual budgets, the individual figures that you've given us, I'm showing a difference of $2,464,519.31 between the figures that you cut it cut it down to. So of the $4,066,000, you have made cuts of $1.6 million, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. is there an issue with you making the balance of those cuts so that we have what we requested is a budget within the amount of revenues that we're going to have?
Yes.
And is that issue that you can't do it or you want to do it?
I believe if you say bring me the balanced budget, then I'm going to have to, first off, you have to understand, Ron, and I know you do, that we've got $735,000 in there that's going to be in the budget, but it's not going to be part of our operating expenses. We don't plan to spend on the emergency fund, which we budget.
Any of it, hopefully. I understand. That's just Missouri law.
And that's what Brandon and I were talking about. There's probably a million and a half that we really either don't plan to spend or it is a capital improvement, which I'm assuming that if it's a capital improvement, you would be okay with us spending that. That's what that money's for. And you guys are going to make good decisions as to whether or not it's a good capital improvement or not a good capital improvement. The last, if we found all of those monies and we would have to agree on those, because I can't go through and say what you guys are not going to spend or might not spend or would spend or wouldn't spend. I'd have to go through that with several, you guys in particular are going to have to be in control of most of that, okay? So you would have to help me with that. We can do that if you want to. The last few dollars, I'm hoping that you guys, when you talk to the sheriff, we can cut a few more dollars out of there. I'm not sure that we can, but I'm hoping we can.
Let me back up. In 2014, we had a number of revenues that we were anticipating.
Uh-huh.
We built a budget based upon those revenues we were anticipating. And for 2013, we did that. And we made the hard choices that need to be made to do that. And then we try to be frugal where we have monies in the budget that we know that if we don't have to spend them, it's in our best interest not to. My guess is we have to get to a budget that is $11,698,242.84.
Again, Ron, we can do that, but do you want to take out, subtract those off? Do you want to put those in?
I want you to do whatever is necessary to make a budget, bring it to us, and then if there is any decisions based upon the law that are any different, if we're going to increase expenditures, we have to come up with the revenues to do that. The law says that clearly.
Yeah. And let me ask one more question. In the past 2 years,
yes,
the budgets that we built included a use of part of the balance that we brought forward.
We knew that we were going to utilize those dollars.
Okay.
We got every officer in the courthouse to work as hard as they could to make real, one would say, to the bone budgets. When compared to others, that's not the case. Budgets in the state, but for us locally, but we did it.
And each time we decided that when we started 2013,
we had a contingency fund. We told the sheriff, if you have X amount of dollars in expenditures and it comes to that and you need to make those expenditures, we're going to come up with those funds, and we did. And there's some other issues that we had during the year with a couple of other officers that we pulled the dollars from the funds that we had that might cover four or five different things, but we didn't give it to all the officers in each one of their budgets because we didn't have the money.
Let me make sure I'm understanding. Do you want me to come up with a budget that shows $11,500,000 or whatever revenue and the same amount of expenditures? Is that what you're asking me?
I'm pretty sure that's what the statutes direct when a budget is made, that how the budget is to be made.
We have about $9 million to start this balance. Last year we had about $10 million, and you guys budgeted last year. You budgeted, signed off on a budget that would reduce that balance to $9 million, something like that. We were expecting to spend a part of that balance.
Have we?
I'm sure we will have at the end of the year. I'm sure we will have. And I don't believe that you can build a budget right now that will match that $11 million unless you cut. You can't cut out the emergency fund. It's part of there. So you got to consider it at least. contingency fund, capital improvement, I can cut those out. No problem. I'm not sure that you can build one even then without cutting personnel. So if that's what you want me to do, I'll be glad to do that. But I think it makes more sense to go back and say, well, let's consider where we're at. Let's look at the funds we don't expect to spend. Is that where we want to be? And if that's not the case, then we will have to go back and cut some more.
What you're saying is what we should do is view our reserve as spendable income for this year and hope we don't have to do that next year and the year after.
No. I'm saying if we review that, when we review our budget, we need to look at the expenses and see which expenses we really plan to spend and which expenses we do not. And like I said, of that $14,162,735,000 of that, we don't expect to spend for sure. That cuts it down immediately. Let's look at all the other funds, other expenses that we don't expect to spend.
We don't expect to spend that, but we do expect it to be in the budget because the law requires that it be there.
And they are in the budget.
So we put it in the budget.
Yes, I agree.
But there's also $2.4 million other funds that are in the budget that puts us out of balance for what you've presented, if I'm not mistaken, on general county revenue.
Well, last year we had a budget of $18,758,000.
That's because we had almost $4 million in flood buyout.
Right, but still a number.
$3 million.
Our revenues was only $15,600. So we were still over then. We just knew we weren't going to spend those funds. Is that not the same case here?
I believe so.
Or am I missing something?
What did we have in revenues for 2014? What did we have as expenditures?
You don't have that handy with me, but I'm sure it's rent. Do you have that, Brandon? I believe he's right. Let me see if I can.
I just have the approved expenses.
That's what it is.
Approved revenue.
Yeah, look at that.
$18,758,293.32 in expenses. And $15,614,283 in revenue. And I thought at that time we did it knowing.
We sat down and we worked out what those funds were that we knew we were not going to spend.
Right.
We shared that even with the media at the time that we did that.
That's what I'm expecting you to do now.
We did it out for you, but I'm.
You don't think we're way beyond that on here? No?
Okay, let's work our way through.
We're close.
Let me back up. The email that went out, where are our revenues compared to where they were last year? Let's start there.
Okay. This year's
revenues? Projected revenues for 2014 and projected revenues for 2015.
We projected $15,514,000 last year.
And let's subtract out the flood.
$3 million.
$3 million even? Is that what it was?
Somewhere around there.
So we'd be looking at 12.5. And we're down to 11,698. So we're down to 11.7. And that includes a $140,000 increase in sales tax. Where's our loss of revenues? The $800,000.
Make sure we get the flood buyout right before I start looking at that, because I thought.
Revenues
the flood buyout was instead of $3 million, it was $3.9 million. They got $3.9 million. That's what I saw. So that's probably going to make it pretty close, I'd say. I don't know. And I'll just look down through there and see if there's any that we reduced a lot of revenues on. I don't think there was.
My question is. Would your
flood buyout money is not in there again?
Okay, so it.
So our revenues are almost identical to last year.
Pretty close, I'd say. Um, I didn't put anything in for election reimbursement because I know you're going to be talking with the clerk, and I thought she would have a better idea of what that would be. So that's one. Last year we brought in, well, 33, 78, 47, so it's going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of 40 to 50,000.
But we can guess it's going to be pretty close to 2014.
You know, our actual revenues versus our projected revenues are going to be pretty close. Is that what you're saying? Was that what you were asking, Ron? You said 2014.
I did. I'm saying that 2015 revenues will be very close to what 2014's were.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken, in discussions with the elected officials in the email that you sent out, you asked them to hold their budget within 5% of what it was in 2014.
There were several budgets, Ron, that were less. They had actually either kept it the same or lowered it down. And what I wanted to do was have a good starting point, and I thought that was a good starting point, if everybody could get to that 5% over. And if we've got that far, I think we'd be even in better shape. There's several that didn't. And there was some smaller departments that they couldn't do that because of salaries. And there were some salary increases in some of those smaller departments, and so there's no way they could stay within the 5%.
But they make up a minimal percentage of the entire budget.
Say what?
But those small departments make up a minimal percentage of the entire budget.
Yes.
So there were departments that submitted budgets that were more than the 5%.
Oh, yeah, there was. You can look on that page, and you can see what kind of percent they asked for, Ron.
Did you move them back down to the 5% that you requested? Is that what we're looking for?
I did not move everybody back down to 5% because, like I said, there were some of them you just could not. And let me just see which ones I didn't. If there's.
Well, but that's all right because the very small ones, it's not going to really impact the budget. Okay. Brandon hit that on the head. But the larger ones, did you move them back down to the 5%? And my question is, if we have the same revenues that we had in 2014 for 2015, where is the revenue coming for the 5% increase or more?
The biggest budget, the one that affects the most, was I did not get it back to the 5%. And the sheriff's department, you're going to have to talk with him anyway. But that's one place I'm hoping we can cut some more out. The reason that it has increased a lot is he put vehicles in there that were not in there last year, and that's probably the biggest increase in his budget, I'd say.
If you present a budget that has everybody holding at 2014 levels,
we would be great.
We would be great. We would have a budget, right?
We have a budget. But we have to decide whether or not we can have a budget that doesn't spend any of the reserve. And I think that's what you're asking me. I think we would have a budget that didn't spend any of the reserve in. Ron, that cannot happen in several departments, like I said, unless...
I understand.
Okay.
If I'm following your line of thinking, looking at the figures that you've given, I'm looking at a beginning balance for general county revenue of $8.9 million, dropping to $6.4 million. It's easy to see that that is diminished by $2.5 million. Right?
Right.
So to make the budget that you're presenting, you've taken $2.5 million of the reserve and built the budget. Yes, that we have in front of us today.
That's right.
Well, my point is, gentlemen, if we take the $2.5 million or $3 million next year or whatever it is, and the $3 million or $3.5 the following year, there is no reserve.
And I agree with you, Ron. The first thing I think you need to look at, it's your budget from now. The first thing you need to look at is we need to look at how much of those funds that we don't plan to spend or are capital improvements, because I don't mind spending those reserves, $1 million, if it's a capital improvement that we know we're not going to have to do again, that's okay. You guys may disagree with that, but that's the way I feel about that. Look at those funds first. We do need to look at the three departments that I say you just need to visit with them and make sure that they can live with what I gave them, or maybe you can cut those more.
Well, here's what I anticipate.
Okay.
Not only can I not live with what you gave, they're going to come to us and they're going to ask for that to be greatly increased. We don't have the money to greatly increase it. We need to have this down at a starting point that's about $2 million less than what we're looking at, mm-hmm. I think. So one way or another, we're going to have to get to a budget. Worked real hard, and you know this, for the course of the last 3 years to put us on an even keel with the monies that we have coming in. Do I anticipate that every once in a while you're going to have a capital expenditure that the county commission could say, we need to build a building. It's going to cost us $3 million. We could use that reserve for that. I understand that. But for regular operating expenses, we're...
Well, Ron, let me make sure. Do you understand that $14 million, $114 million that's in there does include funds that are not going to be spent unless some catastrophe happens? It does include some funds that would be capital improvements, which you just said you would be okay with spending those if they're...
My guess is it also includes about $1 million or $1.5 million that are delegated to different offices that we don't have to spend.
Don't think so.
Well, we're going to go through it.
Yeah.
And
that's...
Okay.
You know,
that's great.
Yeah, we can look at that. I think you're a lot closer than that.
Okay. You guys have some questions before we begin on general county revenue or any of the other funds as far as that goes?
I would like to know on the, you mentioned three bigger departments, and I pretty well know what they are, but on the three bigger departments that you, with the salary increases that we give in those departments, that we figure a budget at that number for those departments with the salary increases.
Danny, one of the things I did is I moved all of the payroll back to 2014 levels as of 9/10.
So there are no salary increases.
So well, the only salary increases in there are the ones that you guys have allowed throughout 2014.
Right.
There.
So in all departments, those salaries are there where they were as of 9/10/2014. Unless it was statutory that's going up, I think that I'm pretty sure that the prosecutors went up. We have...
Did you go ahead and include that?
Yes.
Okay.
I think there was four or five elected officials. The statutory goes up. Does that answer your question, or did I?
Yeah, you're getting close to answering it. What I'm saying is I would like to see those departments, and I know one of them is the sheriff's department, the biggest budget we have. I would like to see that figure with the salary increases that were given brought to us as a balanced budget for that department.
That department has no revenues. I can't really balance that department.
Well, from last year. I want their budget to come, their
same
expenditures.
As it was last year?
Their expenditures plus the pay increases brought to us so we can prepare it. So we'll know exactly what that budget is. Not anticipated. What I want to know is we've got approximately $140-some thousand worth of what we requested from you, a 2% increase in revenues. Well, the way that I understand here listening to this conversation that we've been having is those revenues, are they not going to be there?
Oh, which 2%? Why, Danny? I hope they will, or I wouldn't be. I would be saying, "Hey, I don't agree with this increase." I think probably they will be there.
That's what I would like to. You know, what I would like to see would be the exact sheriff's budget, and then I'm just using that for an example because you said there were three, and then I'd like to see where we can when we start. And I hate to use the term negotiations, but that's what it is.
It is.
With each department, then we start with that figure that you have brought to us with those salaries increases.
I can give you that.
The 2% increase, and then that gives us an idea of where we've got to get to.
I can give you that figure.
Brandon, you get it.
Nothing to add, no.
All right, so as we're getting ready to start, at least with General County Revenue, we're talking about that so much because it's our...
That's the one that's the worst
main
one
fund
to take
where all the work's
that.
Going to be done. We're very similar to the revenues that we had in 2014. We have $140,000 projected increase in sales tax revenues for 2015 over 2014 that are melded into that budget. Other than that, we don't have any anticipated revenue increases, I don't think.
There are, Ron. I actually figured administrative costs. What I did when I built this budget, you know, to me it makes better accounting sense to figure out what the administrative costs should be for road and bridge, sewer department, transfer station, assessor's fund. Those are all different funds. GCR provides them services, administrative payroll, accounts payable, accounts receivable, all of those funds in there. So I actually have a chart within there. I think you got it. I hope you did. If you didn't, I'll get that for you and showing you that. Then I charged those funds, that amount coming into GCR. I actually also charged the transfer station for funds that Road and Bridge does work for them. So those funds are there.
What is the total amount of money that you're taking from other funds to put into General County Revenue for providing administrative services to those funds?
Roma, I lost my power here, so I can't tell you that, but around $250,000. Brandon, look in there and see what it says. Transfer in from Road and Bridge, transfer in from transfer station.
That'd be on the...
on the revenues.
Revenues
page.
On the...
Yes. Then I also, because it doesn't, if you do that, it doesn't make any sense to take the half of HR, half of purchasing. Those salaries are all included in General County Revenue.
Ron, which one do you want to know? Transfers from 911?
I want to know how much money we're taking from other funds to prop up General County Revenue, to operate General County Revenue in 2015. This is something that took us a couple of years to get out of that habit.
It's
apparently we're attempting to go back and do it.
And I think it makes sense to do that because statutorily they offer it. And I know you disagree, Ron, but I...
No, I know that when the staff... I was here when those laws were passed, and we were able to cribbage on to 3% of other funds to help with the funds that couldn't take any money. But in reality, it was whatever percentage of that 3% was actually administrative.
Right.
And for us to think that we've got three people that work in an office that provide the majority of the accounts payable and payroll work that's done, and that 3% of that equals $250,000, blows me completely out of the saddle.
I think you need to look at the chart. And if you disagree with it, and
I do disagree, but we've had
you need to look at that and see that you disagree with it, Ron, because you haven't looked at it. You're thinking I'm taking that all out of mine. There's no way I don't have that big a budget. So you need to look at
how
you
did it before. You took it from county commissioners. You took a little bit from the treasurer. You took it from anywhere that you could to latch on to funds. And then Bill other entities, if you will, which shortens them for what services can be provided within those earmarked taxes, to prop up general county revenue. And no, I don't believe that we should be doing that.
And I understand your point. It's something we just have to disagree on, I think, because I feel like that we provide them a service that is well worth what they're paying for.
For administrative services, you believe that we're providing $250,000 worth of services, right?
Again, look at what I put in the chart and see if you disagree with it. If you do, then we can negotiate there. But we need to be charging it off this way. And if you say, well, we can't, that doesn't make any sense, then we'll talk about it and see if the other two agree. And if they do, then we would change that.
Let me ask again. You said the figure is around $250,000?
Yes.
For administrative services.
For all the services we provide, Ron. You say administrative services, and I'm going to tell you, it's more than just administrative services.
Well,
the law
discusses administrative fee.
Yes. It discusses all the services if you look at the law.
Okay. I will. And it labels those for different areas, right? Mm-hmm.
And it limits those and says it should be no more than what we spend. And I thought I was conservative. If you don't think I was, then we need to back those off. And so we can disagree that it shouldn't happen. But I think probably in the long run we will agree someplace. And I think you need to look at that and see if there's.
Are we also charging, I know we were when I came in, $300,000 to Road and Bridge for. Because the sheriff patrols county roads? Have we gone back there yet?
I did take some fees from the sheriff's department, but nothing separate. And so if you disagree with that, then we need to move that off. We've not had an auditor that we've had, including the state auditors, that mentioned that wasn't appropriate.
The state auditor hasn't done an audit of the years where that happened. Because I changed that when I came in, Rick, and the state audit was done for the year 2012, if I'm not mistaken.
They asked me questions about 2006, 2005, so, I mean.
For the assessment fund?
For everything.
Did they?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Well, I think that we need to ask some more general questions. That's what this was about. If you have some, Brandon, on any of the funds. Let's stand in recess for a minute. One of our commissioners step down.
I'm going to get my.